Do you want to make? We have a quick announcement before we proceed.
For those listening online, I'd like to announce right now that there's an Occupy movement happening in Oakland. We are observing it. If you go to OccupyFreedomLA.org or KPFK's Facebook page, we just observed police shooting tear gas, battering people. They're making mass arrests. We're watching the stream right now. It's a really, really bad scene. So you can continue to listen to this meeting and watch the police brutality. Once again, OccupyFreedomLA.org. We want to thank Magda for sending us the live stream.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Mr. Gold, go ahead. It's Occupy Oakland. It's an action in Oakland. It's the Oakland PD is firing. There's a link.
Stream on our Facebook page. Facebook KPFK 90.7.
Thank you. We're at public comment time, but we're going to have to do it tomorrow. We're going to do it tomorrow. There's not enough time. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go to public comment at this point. We're about 5 minutes before your public comment time, but I'm sure the public won't mind having an extra 5 minutes. So I'm not sure there's a sign-up sheet out there, but if you could go ahead and just, you know, graciously allow people to approach and take your turns. Thank you. Each person, it looks like I have quite a few more members of the public today than yesterday, so each person will get 90 seconds.
That is not enough. That is not enough.
You're more than welcome to come back.
You took out the segment earlier. This is not fair.
Bella, I didn't take out anything earlier. It wasn't scheduled.
Collectively, you did.
I understand, but yesterday I gave people approximately 5 minutes each, 3 minutes plus follow-ups, because there were only a few members of the public. I'm adjusting to the fact that there are many more members of the public. If there is additional time left over, people are more than welcome to make additional comments. At this point, it will be 90 seconds per person. Thank you. George, will you keep time, please?
Point of...
Yes, Andrea, what would you like to say?
Right. Can we go to 2 minutes or so?
I'm willing to go to 2 minutes. It's not the end of the world one way or the other. I think we'll still get through the stack. I just want to keep us on schedule, so that's fine.
Can that be seconded?
It doesn't need to be seconded, Bella. I'm fine to take the member's suggestion. That is all right. I just want to make sure everyone gets an opportunity
to
be heard.
Thank you.
Can I make one point of order?
Certainly.
I really want everybody to have an opportunity. So will the speakers please respect the opportunity for the other speakers and try to stay within the limit of your time and not comment on their comments.
Okay.
So that everybody gets a chance.
That is out of order.
Folks, let's keep it orderly. It's public comment time. You've all got 2 minutes apiece. If there's leftover time, I'll obviously reallocate it to you.
Campbell? I want to be clocked.
One moment, please, Bella. Let me just finish with board members, if you'd be kind enough.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
What I would like to suggest to our public folks, because we do consider their comments important, that they may wish to provide them in writing so that we can look at them as well, digest them, and maybe act on them if you would like to have them acted upon. And Lawrence had done this last year, and we were able to get a significant resolution out because of that.
Thank you, Campbell. And I'll remind the public, I did make this in the public announcements that went out on the five sister stations, that you can reach the PNB at pnb@pacifica.org if you have something you'd like to reach all of us with in writing. Thank you. Bella? The timekeeper is George Ryder, and he's very efficient. He will keep good time for us. He's right here. Okay. He's been keeping time for the board as well. Thank you. So your 2 minutes will start when George says it does. Okay, Bella?
We'll give you a warning of 30 seconds. We'll put up a green card.
Okay, go ahead, Bella. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Please listen up. When Ralph Nader in 2006 wrote, crashing the party, please... I want the courtesy of this board.
Bella, I am not intending to be discourteous. There was a technical problem with the screen going down, which the next person will need. We will start your time over. I just need to make sure that equipment isn't being dismantled. That will be needed as soon as possible.
You need to be notified of that.
Bella, I found out as I turned around and saw it being folded up. Sorry. Thank you. George, would you start Bella's time over, please? Thank you.
Can we offer a moment to the actual public? We have a lot of people focused on their laptops and not the audience. It's
some of us don't even have laptops in front of us right now. We are completely focused
on
everyone.
Example.
Okay, folks. Okay, just give us a few seconds, okay? We want to give you our full attention, and some people need to tune down their equipment, okay?
Thank you. Is it possible to have simultaneous translation for the public?
Come, if someone had volunteered to do that at any point in the last 3 months, I'm sure we would have it by now, but no one did.
But is it possible to have our time extended to do so?
Yes, because it is important.
People right here are willing.
Oh, if someone's willing to translate right now, we still have to maintain schedule. I'm happy to see if that's possible. That's going to double the time for public comment.
So you're saying no? Is that the...
They should have been scheduled. No, it's not eating up our time.
How many people are there from public comment? Folks, let's just do a nose count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many people do you see back there? 15? Is there other 15 people?
No, there aren't 15.
Can you come here, please?
We're going to start their time straight up, Serena.
This person needs translation.
No, well, not exactly.
We are online.
Well, Bella, I'm happy to shorten the time in English so that we can translate it into Spanish so that everyone is heard.
Can somebody tell me when I can start, please?
Well, there has been a question asked from the audience, and I certainly want to accommodate
everyone's concerns.
I think we've gone beyond that.
Have we gone beyond that?
I believe so.
Very good. Thank you, Dutch.
When do I start?
Okay, and now.
Okay, Ralph Nader wrote this book a few years ago, Crashing the Party. It's not because he wanted to write a pretty book. It was because the First Amendment of the United States is violated every single day by the two political party system dictatorship that we have. I bring this up because that is what I have been fighting, resisting, and lobbying on Pacifica for years, ever since I was involved with the bylaws. The wrong bylaws was selected, diversity issues, and all the other political issues that are never heard. Ralph Nader ran for presidency on the Peace and Freedom Party, the only socialist party registered in California since 1967. It has never been asked to come on air to have the candidates interviewed. It's never given any courtesy. There is no space for atheism, non-religious dogma. There is no space for socialism. We have a person that controls the strip programming on KPFK, Ian Masters. And I was recently attacked at a public event for holding a sign where Amy Goodman was speaking at the Green Fest at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And it read, Pacifica, are you listening? Ian Masters, CIA insider, danger. And all of this, the Green Party, the Peace and Freedom Party, the Libertarian Party, have come together on an initiative, a lawsuit against the state of California, Proposition 14, to eliminate, further destroy, and indistinguishably, the third party initiatives. And if we do not wake up and we continue to allow the Democratic Party to control Pacifica, it is no wonder that we have not enough ability to fundraise, because we concentrate on a few people that support the liberal mindset. Well, let me tell you, I am not in that left. I am not part of the fake left. I am on the socialist revolutionary left.
I'm sorry, I'm cheering. Please, I do not need additional help to tell people that it's their time. Thank you. It's your time. Next speaker, please.
And who do I give copies of what I just spoke about?
You are more than welcome to distribute them to the entire PNB, Bella, as long as...
I do not have that.
Then please give a copy to at least the officers and anyone else that you choose. Thank you.
Hello. Would you guys mind taking one and passing it down? I would ask the courtesy of your attention. I know that we were just given an announcement of a major thing, what's happening in Oakland. But a lot of these people have come here today to be here just for this 30 minutes to be heard by our national board. So we really do appreciate the attention. Welcome to Brentwood. It's so nice to have the PNB here, actually in Los Angeles, and we can interface. Some of you remember me from committee work we've done together in PNB and also as the former chairman of the local station board for KPFK. Some of you know that I was appointed by Dennis Kucinich to work on his presidential campaign as one of his lieutenants, and again by Ralph Nader during his presidential campaign. Now, as the former chair of the local board, I worked exhaustively to bring the entrenched factions together and to try to find some common ground. With that, I bring you, I'm reminded by this Occupy moment, that Bradley Manning has demonstrated to us all that bringing the uncomfortable truths to light takes great courage. and that's what I'm here to do today. As chair of the LSB here in L.A., I was approached by several station staff and management about some glaring discrepancies in our own board budget and expenditures. After looking into the matter, I discovered a long-term pattern by some of our members. They were handling station money funds recklessly. When I approached our PNB chair as to why so very many checks totaling many hundreds of dollars had gone unaccounted for, she offered no reasonable explanation. I tried to handle this delicate matter in a respectful and a responsible way by directing our board treasurer to disclose the unaccounted for funds and clear up the discrepancy. Being a close friend of your chair, our LSB treasurer simply denied that these figures existed, and she wouldn't even fulfill monthly reports on board budgets and expenditures, despite repeated requests from on the record by various board members. To try and put this matter behind us, KPFK managers who are here today offered your now chair to sign an affidavit stating why there were no or sometimes just partial receipts for the hundreds of dollars she regularly was being issued. She declined. If any of you wishes to verify the facts in the papers before you, our managers are here. You can certainly do that. We each must be accountable for the actions of this board, our expenditures, and the future health of the Pacifica Network. A person with a proven track record of running fast and loose with funds they are accountable for is not in a position to lead this board and potentially run this network. Please don't compromise the integrity of this board. Thank you.
Thank you for giving this to me for the very first time today, Dutch. And I'm sure you didn't eat any of the food that all of this paid for, right? Thank you.
Ken, we can't see what that says.
Well, we'll just hold it up when it's 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Okay. Okay.
When you drop it, it's time to go.
Okay. Buenas tardes, me llamo Shernet Luck. Muchas gracias. Afia?
Afia is the secretary?
Yes. Go ahead, translate.
You speak in English, I see.
Okay.
Go ahead, Shannon.
I want to thank Afia for her remarks that tie in to what I want to say about programming. We worked, many of us worked for long and hard on national programming policy. Among other things, it called for new voices. New, not meaning someone that you've never heard before, but new, young voices. It focused on the mission, which is an obligation to represent communities, and to represent the demographics of every one of our areas. We do not have that anywhere in Pacifica. What is happening instead is we're getting syndicated programming that appeals to the same audience that is already being appealed to. We are not getting community voices. We are not getting new voices. Any kinds of community voices. And there is segregated programming. I'm very sorry, Bernard, but there is segregated programming. When you have a block of shows, like Some of Us Are Brave and Freedom Now, and I think that also Assumpta was put in the same hour. That is segregated programming. The same thing is true with Spanish language programming. We need Spanish language programming, bilingual programming, intralingual programming throughout the grid, not in segregated segments. We need to follow the mission. We need to look to that national programming policy. That includes, by the way, special programming around various international events, including historic events, including the upcoming, for instance, February 2nd anniversary of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Thank you.
En resumen, ella le quiere decir de que la programación en la radio pacífica está segregada, se necesita más programación local, se necesita que se reduzca la participación de programas sindicados importados de otras partes del país y que tenga más representación, más programación en español bilingüe y interlingüe. En resumen, eso fue lo que dijo. I'd like to address the question of Arbitron, since we are so fond to love Arbitron ratings in Pacifica. Los cambios de programación recientes en KPFK, al igual que el resto de la red Pacifica, se han hecho usando los ratings y medidas de audiencia de Arbitron.
The programming changes, as well as much of the changes in the network, have been made use of the Arbitron ratings, audience readings, and studies.
A pesar de que Brian Seltzer, en su reporte del New York Times, el 7 de enero de 2009, señaló que el nuevo sistema de ratings de Arbitron no incluye adecuadamente a jóvenes afroamericanos y residentes latinos, gente que no habla inglés y a los que usan teléfonos celulares en su casa.
Despite a report by the New York Times on January 7, 2009, by Brian Stelzer, regarding the settlement of a lawsuit by Arbitron with New York and New Jersey, points out that Arbitron ratings did not adequately account for young black and Hispanic residents, people who do not speak English, and cell phone-only households.
Una coalición de empresarios de color de medios de comunicación dijo que los bajos ratings que les atribuían a ellos, comunidades de color, y tendrían un efecto, esos ratings tendrían un efecto devastador en pequeños negocios.
Gracias. A coalition of minority broadcasters that said lower ratings would disenfranchise minority communities and have a devastating impact on small businesses. And if you need the website link, we have it here available for you all.
Thank
you. Despite the racism expressed by Arbitron, Pacifica continues to maintain its party line. I wonder why. Me pregunto por qué.
Muchas gracias. You can go ahead and put the link out, Brenda, if you have it.
It's newyorktimes.com/2009/1/8/newyorkregion/08arbitron.html. So it's a long link, but it's an article in the New York Times by Brian, and his last name is spelled STELTER, and it talks about Arbitrons and the faultiness of it.
Thank you.
Hello. I truly appreciate the passion of my compatriots from KPFK. This is going to be a real change of pace, so I hope you'll bear with me. My name is Margie Wilkinson, and I'm the chair of the local station board at KPFA in Berkeley. And I want to talk to you about recall. And it's not hypothetical at all. I don't happen to think that recall is a dirty word. I think it's a normal part of a democratic process. People elect people, and then if they don't think that person is doing what they elected them to do, they have the right to attempt to recall that person. I have read very carefully the PMB procedures around the question of recall. And while I'm sure each of you is entitled to your personal opinion, you as a board have only one responsibility in the recall process, and that is to find an independent person to be the election supervisor to monitor the election. Recall petitions were filed in Berkeley in September. By this time, the election should be over. It is not. The absolute deadline for sending out ballots was December 30th. There's not even an election supervisor yet. I will send all of this to you in writing. This is unacceptable. And I have a word of caution for those of you who are opposed to the recall, or those of you who don't think that it's important, about the issue of missed deadlines is not important. Someday, one of you might want to use the recall process, the democratic recall process. Failing to follow the procedures bodes ill for the future of this organization. As for misinformation, Carol Spooner, a name familiar to you, posted on her webpage comments which were totally inaccurate. I'm willing to talk to anybody about misinformation, and I will forward this to you because I realize I'm out of time. But she put out information that was completely false. And I don't think that's good for you or for us or for the process. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next speaker, please.
Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Rob Macon. I'm going to try to stay positive. That's just the way I am. I see that there's a lot of problems here. The organization has a lot of problems and looking for answers. I see the problems, and I see a lot of answers in how to solve most of the problems that this organization is having. So I make an attempt to try and stay involved in the station. I serve on two committees, the KPFK Outreach Committee and the KPFK Program Oversight. This is more of a comment, a compliment. And I can say I see the way, like when a lady says she saw the light at the end of the tunnel. When I first met Mr. Bernard Duncan when he first came, my thought was, it said, how is somebody who's all the way from New Zealand come here and try to solve the problems here in our community, in our areas? And I asked him, did he know the challenges that he was up against working in his organization? And he responded, he knew how to run. I'm glad he didn't run, because I see he's a very knowledgeable, very experienced individual, and he has a problem. He has answers to the problem. I can see that. I see that once his program and his once he begins to implement, once he get them up and going, I believe that KPFK will be, in my opinion, the perfect model for this entire Pacifica Foundation. And you can mark my word on that. And remember this day, you heard it from me first. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Next speaker.
Good afternoon. My name is Tage, and I work with Didon on with Freedom Now. And there are some major concerns. Number one, since January 1st, with the 5 hours a week for the Spanish language programming has not been implemented, so that's 20 hours that's been withheld. And that right now the carts are running for the European programmers. Their program changes are being announced, and they have an online announcement, whereas the black programmers receive neither an online cart or the opportunity to do so, or get a web-based announcement to the community. And Black History Month is now Black History Week, with 3 weeks of fund drive, which will most likely preempt the black and brown programmers. And so then the funding that will be brought in will be brought in by other programmers on Black History Month. And especially after Libya, what's going on, this is a very important time to be able to speak to the community from our own people who have struggled and been part of that, and to be able to have our voice during the month of February. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next speaker, please.
My name is Nancy Lawrence. I was listening to Bernard's speech about the fundraising in particular. I was very alarmed by some of the ideas that seemed to be under consideration. And one is, you want to get money from big foundations. I mean, what does this mean? Does it mean the Ford Foundation? Does it mean George Soros? We don't need to have money from them, because they will control our programming. And I can give you an example. They were behind a recent attempt to overthrow the government in Bolivia just, you know, a couple of months ago. There was a whole big petition that went out about that over, you know, some contradictions that are a poor country like Bolivia is having to deal with under this capitalist system. And the idea of trying to overthrow a revolutionary society, another fact is, the climate justice movement is being led by indigenous people, like the Indigenous Environmental Network, not Bill McKibben. He's not the leader. You have the tar sands in Canada. The indigenous people have been active that around that for a long time, yet you don't hear about that on KPFK. So, you know, to have Evo Morales demonized, other indigenous, the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales demonized on a petition, and to have and I have some papers on that. Who's anybody who's interested? And to have George Soros foundations working to overthrow the pink tide in Latin America.
Don't turn off the mic, please. We're not turning off.
Is wrong. So anyhow, another concern is the we got to stop the strip programming thing. Get Ian Masters off his strip program. Put him back on the Sunday slot. Then we would have 5 days to get stop apartheid at KPFK and have programs of color.
Thank you. Woo! My girl.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Israel Foyer here again. And yesterday I mentioned a few ideas, comments, which I'll repeat at a later time, but I thought I might mention two or three right now. When we talk about money and deficits, the idea of millions of dollars, and my estimate is something like an average of $1 million a year have gone out in the last 10 years on legal fees. There needs to be an accounting of this as to, not necessarily by name, but the cause of the source and why these issues were not settled to some degree by mediation, by conflict resolution. We don't have to invent these kind of procedures. They exist. KPFK and Pacifica needs to have in-house and out-house, so to speak, so to speak, I say, teams that will deal with some of these issues, take the load and the acrimony off the management and off people. In short, we need to have people who can handle personal counseling, because we have people, good people, we have anger management and other emotional problems. It's human, but it disrupts the proceedings. And we have people who tend to end up suing each other in the foundation. This is not the way to conduct a radio station or a network. So there needs to be exploration made to have an ongoing team for each station or or the network of conflict resolution and mediation procedures. In addition to which, why not do what others do, have an ombudsman for our listeners?
Yes.
For each station, and possibly for the network as a whole, but certainly for each station, because we're not like NPR in that sense. So that's another suggestion I would make, which I think would improve our public relations and our understanding of what we're doing and how we're received. To be continued.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Hi, good evening. My name is Pedro Sanchez. I'm sorry because my English is limited. I'm going to try to do my best. And I'm the producer of a program in Spanish at KPFK radio station. And I want to urge you to implement what you have to do to make a reality the proposal that you passed the last September 11th related to the Spanish block programming. 5 hours should be added to the program at KPFK and some other station of Pacifica. I know our community that represents 48% here in L.A. County, Latino community or Hispanic, and I know their needs. And most of our community needs to implement these programs because frequently they ask me about what happened with the program or this proposal. And sometimes when I go to the meetings or the grassroots events, I need to hide because people is frequently ask me for airtime, and we don't have enough. It is very embarrassing for me because sometimes at the beginning when I got my ID of KPFK station, the people came to me to ask me for airtime, and then I decided don't wear it anymore, no, don't use it anymore, and then that's why I hide, because I don't want any being in that situation. And then it's very important that you guys do what you have to do to do this for our community. Thank you very much.
Gracias.
I'm gonna try to do both languages. So I prepared something. Good afternoon. My name is Norma Martinez. For the last 7 years, I have been a daily volunteer in the newsroom at KPFK. I co-produced with Fernando Velázquez, with the help of other volunteers, Informativo Pacifica, a daily half-an-hour Spanish newscast, and the weekly hour show El Sur en el Norte. Our work airs in a dozen community radios in the U.S., as well as Mexico, Colombia, Uruguay, Venezuela, and Spain. Interim program director Alan Minsky reduced to 4 days a week and moved to the night Informativo Pacifica without the previous process consultation or warning to our audience. Mr. Minsky informed us via email that we were moved permanently to the night hours without any discussion or personal meetings. Like us, other unpaid programmers were also told of the unilateral changes made by Mr. Minsky in a very disrespectful manner. When Alan Minsky was appointed interim program director in 2009, he promised to organize meetings with the programmers to talk about improvements and changes. Well, we're still waiting for the meetings, and it's going to be 3 years. Informativo Pacifica producers haven't had a single meeting with Mr. Minsky to talk about our show that was reduced and moved to the night. He can argue that there's hundreds of programmers working at KPFK and we don't deserve preferential treatment, but in a daily basis, Mr. Minsky have several meetings with Ian Masters to talk about issues related to his show, guests, how to promote it through the Pacifica Network, or even premiums for the fan drive.
See,
Also, he has had the time to personally promote Al Jazeera, the newscast finance for the monarchy of Qatar that Pacifica needs to remove from the network. The interim program director also canceled the Spanish language shows Enfoque Latino and Noticiero Pacifica that for many years built an audience on Saturdays, once again without any warning to the listeners.
Compromiso, no,
Enfoque and Noticiero were put together with other Latino shows in a grid from 9 to midnight, Monday to Thursday, causing frictions between the programmers being pushed to the late hours those days. Alan Minsky is not working for all the programmers. He's working for a few ones, and we know who are those people. And solamente quiero decir que los cambios que se están haciendo en esta,
like
en esta programación.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Lo único que quiero decir es que los cambios que se están haciendo en la programación en español, así como I mentioned here also that the African American, the black communities, the black collectives have been affected. But queremos que haya cambios justos. Si va a haber un cambio de programación, que el señor Minsky nos diga cuál es el proceso, cuál es la evaluación, para que sepamos cómo hacer mejor programación, porque el señor, que es un interino, director de programación, está actuando como un dictador. Gracias.
Exactamente. Muchas gracias. Next speaker, please.
Okay, so that was yield by Elise Sobosleski. I'm yielding my 2 minutes to,
We have 6 minutes left counting, okay. Starting late and et cetera. So okay. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Elisa. I'm a volunteer programmer for a women's program called Radio Insurgencia Femenina. And I'm here today because I am extremely upset and disgusted at the fact that the PMB passed already. It's passed nationally. I don't know what's happening in the sister stations, but in Los Angeles there has not been one email, nothing sent by management having a call out for programmers, new programs in Spanish. Like Sherna talked about, the issue of Spanish programming, not just during the block, but throughout the day in drive time. I also feel like there's some kind of crazy membership cleansing going on. Why is it that during Fund Drive, when we need members, we need our raza to vote, to be involved in this process, why is it that we're preempted? Every single Fund Drive, we only come out one time during the week. So the way we get subscribers is through Fund Drive. This is really terrifying it's threatening to our community because we don't have the vote. We can't have our community. How can we prove to the radio that, hey, these are our listeners, these are our members, when we're preempted? I don't understand. It's all the time. And there is one other issue that we had to, we're volunteer programmers, management, they get paid to do this. I had to make up an email to get out to the community that says, hey, there's five extra hours of Spanish programming, please submit your proposals. Management didn't do it. I have three kids. I had to do it on my time. As volunteer programmers, we have to do things like that. Why? Because management isn't doing its job. Because we have to figure out what are those deep reasons why they're not doing their job. What agenda do they have? Is it really representing our communities? Especially what the PMB passed in September. It's not reflective of what's going on, of what's happening in terms of promoting our programs.
And this is only a half hour program.
Thank you, and please, I mean, this is the Pacifica National Board. I know some people on this board really care and really are about the right things, but we need the right people on here. But in order to get perfect representation, we have to stop being preempted.
Thank you.
For Fund Drive.
Thank you for your comments.
Yes.
Next speaker. And I will, with the board's indulgence, finish the current lineup, which will run us a few minutes past our time. I see four people in line. I'd like to finish that line. Thank you. But please don't start standing up in the back. I'm being respectful of people who are in line. Go ahead. Rodrigo, he'll start your time.
Okay, by 2015, my name is Rodrigo Argueta. I'm a member of the local station board now. So by the 50, we're going to have 132 million people Spanish-speaking language community in the USA. Now, the question is, Pacifica is prepared for it as an institution. Now, the members of the National Board are prepared for it. No. I would say, you know, Pacifica is prepared for it because the articles of the bylaws are there and they are very explicit. Same thing, you know, as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's really clear. You know, that in order to get funding, you gotta have those that are not represented. Right? So, our bylaws And all these, those institutions, you know, hold on, please. You know, and all of those institutions that, you know, procures the human rights of the human being, you know, are there, you know, for everyone, not only for a sector. See, the situation, what is going on is in here. It's in the head of those who are prejudiced. And they do not recognize that they are prejudiced because they are rape prejudiced. So, basically, what happens is that if we have honor, right, we pass a motion in September. It was supposed to be aired on January 4th. No. Okay. We cannot, at this point, we cannot claim that we have honor. At this point, we have failed ourselves. Every one of us up here, including our management, our PD, everyone. I'm talking every one of those who has the responsibility to do it. Because there were communities and our communities ready to. I got the time of... So.
No, I'm sorry. We can't keep giving away time. We're past time. I want to finish the stack, please.
Okay, you take away that.
He gave it to a previous individual, okay. Please. Go ahead, Rodrigo. So, please just go ahead. Finish.
I'm here to demand that nothing gets implemented immediately. Immediately. That means, you know, moving. I haven't seen one email from management, from nobody, not an open call to implement it. That means, you know, you're lying. We are lying to what we say we are supposed to be protected. Why do we meet, you know, these huge meetings where Pacifica has to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to talk rhetoric, fake rhetoric, false rhetoric? What is it? What is inside of our hearts?
Okay, I'm sorry, lies? Rodrigo, you're way over time. Yeah, please sure, be respectful of the people behind you who also wish to speak.
This is what I want, and I want to make sure, you know, we made the call, right? And if we have to fight it, you know, doing picket lines, we will do it. If we have to demand it before the newspaper and tell the newspaper, you know, that there is racism within the institution, we will do it. And you know what? We don't want to do it because we work for the benefit of our foundation, but you don't work for the benefit of our foundation. When you deny, you know, implementing a motion, then you're not working for the benefit of the foundation. Keep it in your mind. You're not working for the benefit of the foundation that is composed by all. No one
Thank
is
you,
the
Rodrigo.
Owner. We all are the owners.
Thank you. Gracias.
Good afternoon. My name is Rose Elizondo. I'm a listener sponsor. And
you can adjust the microphone.
Yes, hi.
Thank you.
My name is Rose Elizondo. I'm a listener sponsor. This morning I received my statement from the station talking about my deductions, and I noticed that I gave a lot less this year, and I started wondering why, and then I started looking at the program guide, and there's been so many changes in the last few years. Programs that used to give alternative voices to everyone in the community have been either wiped out or reduced or just eliminated, totally preempted. And I think you guys need to look at that because it's supposed to be a community station. And I'm aware that in 2005, there was supposed to be an hour worth of Spanish news on all the stations nationally, and that has not happened. And since January, there was supposed to be five additional hours in Spanish also, and that hasn't happened. So I just want to let you guys know that nothing thrives on empty or broken promises.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Next speaker, please. And there was one woman behind this speaker, if she still wishes to speak.
My name is Rudy Perez, and I was kind of left behind, so bear with me. KPFK is supposed to be a community radio station, and the way they go about the democracy that supposedly exists at KPFK, which is not really democracy, it's controlled. And I believe, you know, in my senses that I have still, that there's a secret agenda being controlled by this man here, Ellen Minsky, and Mr. Ian Masters. And I believe they have a secret agenda that we don't know about. A lot of secretive things that I'm always trying to investigate or why they do this or why they do that. Simply, getting new members into KPFK. I was going to pay $25 for this friend of mine that's poor to become a member of KPFK. And I was told, no, that I cannot because I'm, conspiring to overthrow the voting procedure at KPFK. That's all I got to say. And there's many other things that are going wrong at KPFK. I don't want to get into details.
Your phone calls are blocked.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to all members of the public for attending the meeting today, as well as for offering your comments in public comment to the Pacifica National Board. I thank you all for your participation. We appreciate hearing from you. And we are now at the point where we should...
Did you say when the next public comment session is going
to
happen?
It'll be tomorrow. I think it's on the schedule also for 3:30 to 4. We've been trying to keep to a time certain... I have to look at the agenda, Lawrence, but it's exactly, we've been keeping to what's on the agenda so as not to confuse the public on their arrival time. So
what is the time for tomorrow?
4:30 to 5. Thank you, Bill. I'm not looking right at it. Okay, so 4:30 to 5 p.m. tomorrow will be public comment, okay? Thank you very much, Bill. So please, thank you. So please come back tomorrow and make more comments. What's coming next is Pacifica Radio Archives, which we do have the pleasure of having in our own building here at KPFK, and its very excellent director, Brian DeShazer, who will be sharing with us. We need a few minutes? Okay, folks, look, don't get lost and make me chase all over the building for you. You get 5 minutes, okay, to take care of stretching or whatever. But please, come back right here, because we are out of this room at 5 p.m., okay? It's a drop-dead deadline. It is 4:05. I don't want to cut Brian short. They're going to set up what they need to set up. And please, everyone, just come right back in, and let's do this.